The second part of our reflection this morning is on letting go. And you may have noticed that even though we might have stopped our outer activity, our minds usually stay very busy and noisy, especially if we've been dealing with a lot in our lives. And this is where the let go part comes in. The first step in this letting go process is to recognize what is happening in your mind. Become a witness to the whole drama. Must sneak in behind your thoughts and notice what is going on in your mind. As soon as we can do that, as soon as we can notice it, it already eases some of the grip and energy of those thoughts on us. Once you've noticed what your mind has been caught in, gently let go of those thoughts and return to the present moment. I find it helpful to picture those thoughts as a bubble floating off, or a hot air balloon that carries that whole drama off with it. Just let it go and return to the quiet spaciousness of the present moment. And here it's helpful to use your breath, as we did in the stopping. But in this way, you can use your breath as a way of letting go. On the out-breath especially, as you breathe out, you can picture yourself letting go of whatever has had you in its grip. And if you use the centering prayer method, and if you're used to using a sacred word, that's a very helpful tool for letting go and returning. And as you let go again and again, the grip of those thoughts begin to ease, and you find yourself in this more quiet, spacious place. And in this way, we are opening into God, moving from the small grasping place of our minds and our identity that can feel so squeezed sometimes. And we're opening into the wider, welcoming embrace of God. And David Frenet, who wrote a wonderful book called The Path of Centering Prayer, he describes this movement beautifully. He wrote, "Letting go is at the heart of centering prayer. As you let go, you open into God, unfold outward toward others, expand into life." He continued, "Letting go frees you from the tight grip of self, from the trap of obsessive mind, from the contraction of self-will." And Meister Eckhart, the German mystic, used the word Gelassenheit to talk about this letting go. And this Gelassenheit can be translated as letting go, ceasing to cling, ceasing to insist on our way, ceasing to tense ourselves up for this or against that. It's a lovely description of what that word means. And that is the letting go that we're invited into. So let's just do a short exercise of letting go right now. At the end, we'll put all four movements together. But for now, just become aware of anything that has been gripping your mind recently. A typical thought pattern. Allow it to come back to your mind for now, just to remember how it feels to be in its grip, caught in that cycle. And now allow those thoughts to be wrapped up in a bubble or a hot air balloon, and simply let them drift off. It doesn't mean you're not caring about that situation. doesn't mean indifference. It means that for now, there's nothing you can do about it. So you can make the choice to let it go, to return to simply being present. And you can keep doing this whenever you recognize your mind has got caught up in anything. Just gently let it go, let it float off, and return to the quiet spaciousness of presence.